بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، firstly with mudhakara of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we realize the importance, the great necessity and greater than that to have love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the only way to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way to gain goodness in our lives, in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Allah has sent, Allah Ta'ala out of His extreme mercy and kindness, send the greatest model, none other than our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to enjoy the mercy of Allah. That is why Allah Ta'ala has informed us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we haven't sent you to make people's lives difficult, but as a mercy unto mankind. And a person who realizes this and starts practicing on sunnah, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, if you want peace in the world, even non-Muslims, if they just practice on sunnah, in this worldly life they'll get peace, they'll get goodness. So sunnah is extremely important. We shouldn't just take it light, it's just a muzakara. It's very important. It must come in my life with great love, enjoyment and passion. And we shouldn't be shy to following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're already discussing the sunnahs of wuzu. There are 18 sunnahs of wuzu. Last week we discussed already, one is to make niyat, and that is in your mind to know that I am making wuzu to purify myself from minor impurity so that I can make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so make that niyat, then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or other du'as are mentioned in the hadith, Bismillahil Azim, walhamdulillahi ala deenil Islam, or Bismillah walhamdulillah. And read Durood Sharif also, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Then the real only sunnah dua in wuzu is, Allahumma gfirli zambi wa wassi'li fi dari wa barikli fi rizqi. That Allah forgive all my sins and make my house spacious for me. In other words, I don't have to be running around here, resorts everywhere. My house is spacious, whether it's a small house also. And when my house is spacious, people come visit me, I won't be edgy. Allah, you give me barakat in my rizq. So just this dua alone of wuzu will bring all goodness in our lives. All are just one simple dua, and what a great benefit to our whole life. So to read this dua, Allahumma ghfir li zambi, wa wassi'li fi dari, wa barikli fi rizqi. You can read it anytime while you're making dua, wuzu, while when you're starting also even better, so you don't forget it. And then to wash both hands up to the wrist. We're doing it, but be conscious, it is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why I'm doing it. Otherwise, if it was not the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we don't do it. You could have just washed your hands ordinary like this. But to wash your hands up to your wrist must also be washed. And washing doesn't mean just putting water and just washing means to rub. So you must rub your hands right up to your wrist. That is the first sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to clean our teeth with miswak. That is, we mentioned when the sunnah of miswak took place, we made muzakara, how important is it to make miswak. And if perchance you forgot your miswak somewhere, you were traveling, you thought you don't need to do, you don't need it for wuzu, your wuzu will last, but your wuzu broke. You don't have your miswak, use your finger. Use your kalima finger and make like how you making miswak. And miswak should be made after you rub your teeth, make on your gums, on your tongue also. Let the miswak be, rub your tongue also with the miswak. That is also sunnah. And however, when we making wuzu, like we learn the next sunnah, that gargle the mouth thrice. And gargle doesn't mean just putting water and spit it out. Gargle actually means to put water and then make har, 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 har. But now when we got fasting, then don't do it so much, water might go down, so be careful. But under normal circumstances, this is how we should be making wuzu. And the benefit of that is, all the phlegm, all that will go out. Similarly, when we put water in the nose after that, it's not just putting water and finish, no. Take water with your right hand, push it in your nose, put your two fingers, your small finger and your big finger in your two nose, in your two nostrils, and then blow your nose out. Then we'll see all how lot benefit for our health in wuzu. What can be called said of the spiritual benefit? So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize how valuable our deen is. And this we'll realize when we carry on with our sabak with regard to salah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. As we were learning the great importance of namaz, that namaz is so important it can never be out of our life. A person who doesn't have namaz in his life, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a beautiful example. It's like a person walking without a head. If you got no head, what's the good of that body? So we should realize, if I got no namaz in my life, then I've got nothing in my life. Namaz is so important that a person cannot think twice. Must I go, is azan is going, or must I carry on with this meeting? Must I carry on with that? No. Even deeni work, it might be permissible while azan is going to finish that, but not so long that you miss your sunnahs and you miss your... So it's extremely important. And in fact, when we know the importance of namaz, we'll be in the masjid before azan. Or I make sure azan time I'm in the masjid latest. So that is extremely important. Then, what a great ni'mat namaz is. It's not a burden. It's not just a responsibility Allah gave us. It's not just a duty. It's a great honor that me, the ordinary, useless slave of Allah, Allah calling me in His court. Allahu Akbar. Our Dara Shaykh puts it so beautifully. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. Allah, you chose me to come in your house. It's your kindness. I don't deserve to be in your house. So we should realize this is a great favor. I didn't come here on my own. There are so many thousands and millions of insan who are supposed to have intelligence, and they call themselves very intelligent, PhDs, but they don't know the great honor of coming to the house of Allah. So what is that PhD? They got permanent head damage. They got parawa dimag. They walking upside down. And then we want to take lessons from them, follow the scientists. No, the men of Allah, those who will teach us about Allah, Allah send the greatest Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his sahaba. And this is the system of our deen, with total authenticity. Till today, you follow your ulama and you follow your sheikh, you will be guided and you will be connected directly to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But if you think, you don't need this, then you'll be totally lost. And then now when you realize the importance of namaz, the great, what a great gift, etc. When you realize how great the gift is, you'll want to know how to look after that gift and how to use that gift. So how to use namaz, that is what we come to learn here. That namaz, Allah said, you'll be successful if you got khushu and khudu, that is concentration and devotion in namaz. And what is concentration and devotion as we are learning? Very simple. It's not beyond us that we think concentration and devotion is absorption. That I don't know what's happening around me. That is not even part of namaz. That is sometimes Allah blesses certain very pious servants and like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they made namaz, they didn't know what's happening around them. That is not the object of namaz. That is not the object of concentration and devotion. Concentration and devotion, as we learn, Mujaddid al-Fisani himself said, that just to know what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib in namaz, what is sunnat, what is mustahabbat, all these things to know, and then to be conscious, attentively, I'm doing a faraz. And first of all, I'm standing in the court of Allah. I came in the court of Allah. It is my Allah's command. And not a command to put the command of honor. Allah gave me a command of honor. So I come with all the etiquette, proper respect, etc. Proper dress, how Allah wants me to dress. Not how I think I must be dressing. And that is why we have to know Allah as Allah is. Not how we think of Allah. When we realize that we have to know how Allah is, then we won't get caught up in all these stupid propagandas and all the efforts of shaitan with this one world religion and now interfaith religion. All are worshipping God, so we must accommodate everybody. There's no such a thing as that. We have to know Allah how Allah is, taught by us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do what Allah wants, not what we want. No, accommodate everybody. Don't talk bad about them. Yes, you don't openly derogate their religion. But you don't follow them. And you don't say, no, you have to mix with them and then you have to accommodate them. This will take us totally astray. And sadly today, even our learned scholars are also falling into this trap. And this is a big shaitani trap. Allah Ta'ala save us. So to realize what are the etiquette and how to come in the court of Allah. And then to come in I'm now in the court of Allah. You come, you got an appointment with a very, very important person. Now you come in, he gives you an honorable position. He says, sit here in the court of Allah. The greater the person is, the respect is to stand. And to stand in the court of Allah, only and only in the court of Allah, we are allowed to fasten our hands and stand with great respect. Our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib used to teach that besides namaz, you're not allowed to stand with your hands folded even in front of your Sheikh or anybody. This is the respect of Allah. Now Allah, you allowed me. I'm your servant. I'm here just to be ready for any command of yours. So you stand with great respect. And as our Sheikh teaches us, they don't stand next to Davies. Your one leg is slightly bent like you're standing on a street corner or something. Or you're just standing, you're not even conscious whether my legs are facing Qibla, four fingers apart, as Hazrat explains in detail. All just etiquettes automatically. Muhabbat, khud adabi muhabbat sikhati hai. When you start getting the love of Allah, knowing, just coming to know who Allah is, automatically Allah's greatness will come, Allah's love will come. Now, muhabbat khud adabi muhabbat sikhati hai. Before you got married, you love certain things, which now your wife came, she don't like it. Automatically you see you changing it. Your mother says, oh, before you used to use that toothpaste, so now why? No, I just like that. It's not you just like that. Now your beloved likes it, so now you're changing. So we have to know who's our real beloved. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah who is the creator of love. Allah who is the embodiment of love. And the love of Allah is not like what we think, infatuation, artificial love. Unfortunately today even love with our wives, we don't know. We just do it for our passion and desires. But if we realize, this Layla, where she came from, this Temola, Allah presented her to me. So I must love her how Allah wants me to love her. Then even your fulfilling your desires will be a great ibadah. Then we'll realize that I mustn't flirt around and look around as it is coming here. So to realize that, come proper with proper adab, and now know that I am in the court of Allah. When you're standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now what is this concentration and devotion? These four aspects, what is faraiz, what is wajibat, what is sunnat, what is mustahabbat, all these things, keep in mind that I'm doing this. This conscious of mind. Otherwise we'll find, become an alim, you are even teaching, but if you didn't learn to make your heart present, then you'll never have concentration in namaz. You can be giving big, big bayans also. And you can be giving big lectures on salah. But when you start salah, you're in a different world. Like Hazrat says, you go shopping. Your wife says, I also want to go with. She says, no, I'm busy. Say, no, okay, drop me by that shop. And you go and do your whatever banking in it. Then you pick me up. So you say, okay, that is fine, I'll do that. So exactly the same. We drop our wife one side and we do our work. And then we come back, pick her up. So we come here in the masjid, we got other things in our mind. So we drop our body here. And my mind is all over. My mind is in the bank. My mind is there in that meeting. My mind is everywhere else. So I'm not present in namaz. So this presence, as I explained, this will only come when you do a definite practical course of the marifat of Allah and the zikr of Allah. And for this we see how important is it to have a sheikh, to have a spiritual guide, to have the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we will learn that when you in namaz, what we are asking for also, this is what we need, that to get connected to whoever your heart takes to. As Hazrat explained, the man of Allah, it's not difficult. Izaro, zukir Allah. When you see them, you'll think of Allah. And then you'll see their way of life is sunnat. Not their way of life, they're wearing nice amama, kurta, everything, but they're asking of the scores. That is not the man of Allah. He is not worried about the scores and the politics and all that. The man of Allah, they are worried that 1 minute Allah must not be unhappy with me. I mustn't do anything against the sunnah of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is the man of Allah. Build your connection and then you will see they will be able to draw your heart in the right direction. Otherwise our hearts are all the time, and this heart doesn't stop for a moment, so it will be all the time flirting. So when you do this course, then your heart will become little attentive. And when your heart starts becoming attentive, and now you come in namaz, you'll see it will be reasonably easy to concentrate that now I'm standing in the court of Allah. Now I'm saying takbir tahrima Allahu Akbar. And you will say Allahu Akbar. Otherwise 30 years I'm making, I'm reading namaz, I didn't start my namaz. I didn't say Allahu Akbar. I just left my hands and I thought, no, I made my Allahu Akbar. To lift your hands is sunnah. So to know all these things, then Hazrat explains another important point, that dusri baat yeh bhi haqeeqat hai ke zahir ka asar batin par, aur batin ka asar zahir par. Agar kal bhi khushu aur zikr wala thori tawajjuh se zahir, zahiri mustahabbat ko ada karega, to uska asar batin ke khushu ko bhi barha dega. Hazrat explains, it's a principle of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made us with body and soul, but our reality is the soul. So the soul affects the body affects the soul. If you don't work on any one of them, then you won't get reality in your life. So the outward affects the inside. The inside affects the outside. And this is, so if you make a little cause of zikr of Allah, and your mind just starts concentrating a bit, you're not unmindful. You said Allahu Akbar, but you're not mindful. You're in salah also. After namaz, ask what the imam read, I don't know. What you read in namaz, you don't even know. So that you have to do a course of zikr, and you have to do it under the tutorship of a sheikh, and learn, like others will say, I know how to make zikr. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmanullah said so beautifully, that you know how to do zikr, but how you going to get that zikr in your life? For example, you got a loaf of bread, and you got a knife on the table. What's going to cut the bread? The knife is going to cut. But is the knife going to get up on its own and cut? No, it has to be in the hand of a responsible person. Not in the hand of a child, you tell him, cut the bread. He'll cut his poor fingers. So zikr also will do the work, but it has to be prescribed by a sheikh. And how much you need, how much, not you just go to a chemist, someone told that medicine is very good for you. Now you just go buy it. You don't know what is the prescription, what you must take, etc. Then you must first dig your cupboard. So exactly like that, zikr also, sometimes you get joshed. Now you came in khanka, I want to make lot zikr. One person in the khanka of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullahi, he got so much joshed, he started making zikr of Allah so much, more than his sheikh prescribed. There was a well there, and after the few hour or two, he jumped into that well. Allahu Akbar. Somehow they managed to get him out, and came out Sahih Salamat. Then when he was okay, then Hazrat reprimanded him. Did I tell you to make so lot zikr? No, you must take how much you prescribe. Otherwise now everybody should say, Hazrat killed this poor person. So that is also important. Follow the instructions of our mashayikh, then we'll get the benefit. Don't just think, no, now I can do my own zikr. Now I don't have to go majlis, and this is a continuous effort till maut. Don't think I came 10 days khanka, 30 days, 40 days. Now you have to carry on coming regular to the majlis, coming regular, have contact with your sheikh, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll see. Outward things we see, when it's cold outside, you look at your sugar bowl, the sugar is lumpy. The cold effect affected your sugar. So exactly the same. Your body also will get affected, the inside will affect the outside. So Hazrat says, if you do little the zikr of Allah, and your mind starts becoming out of the state of unmindfulness, and then when you just do the mustahab acts of namaz, see how beneficial it is. For example, he gives one example here, that misal ke taur par, that when you're standing in namaz, there is where you must focus your eyes. Not just your eyes have to, you anywhere you can look. No, it's mustahab. When you're in the standing position, focus your eyes where you're going to make sajda. Your head don't have to be down. Your head must be normal, straight. But your eyes must be focused where you're going to make sajda. And then, when you go into ruku, your eyes must be focused on your feet. And then when you go into sajda, your eyes must be focused on the tip of your nose. Although it's difficult to see your nose, but don't keep your eyes closed. Try and focus it on the tip of your nose. When you're sitting in the jalsa position between the two sajda, in the tahiyat, your eyes must be focused on your left. And this is so, if you just say, you're just concentrating, this is mustahab in namaz. With little attention, you'll see this will change your whole life. Hazrat explained, our Hazrat himself, he says one day there was a nikah bayan here, and they asked Hazrat give a talk of nikah many years ago. So Hazrat explained, and by the way, this mazmoon also came, this important point that in namaz, if you focus your eyes out of your namaz, you're able to control your gaze. It will become very easy. Now you won't look around, you won't flirt around, and the first person to know that you're not looking around at other women will be your wife. And then you'll see how your wife will start loving you. Then you won't get also messages that, oh, I'm seeing, is she really loving me? Now you know, and this is when you love one another for Allah's sake. And this eyes Allah gave us, not to flirt around, not to look around, and this is one disease. Even Hazrat says, and our Mashayikh says, our Dada Shaykh used to say, you can be tahajjud guzar, but if you don't do your treatment by your Shaykh, you don't do the cause of marifat and zikr of Allah, and regularly, and beg Allah, you'll be looking all over. And you'll never have ease in your life. You'll never have change. You won't have peace in your life. You can dream of becoming a wali of Allah. So a simple way to control your eyes is just focus in namaz. One person, very elderly person, he was old jamaat worker also, used to make lot of khidmat of the elders also. He was present in that bayan when Hazrat was giving that nikah bayan. And he heard this. After 2 months, he phoned Hazrat. And you say, Hazrat, Jazakumullah. Hazrat say, what Jazakumullah? You say, you gave that nikah bayan about focusing your eyes in namaz. It really helped me because I had the sickness and he was a genuine person and we have this disease. So we have to inform our Shaykh if we see it's not coming right. So he said, I had this disease that I used to look around at other women and I used to feel bad. I'm a jamaat worker and I'm doing all this. So he says, I felt so bad, I thought, let me get married to another wife. I took a second wife, it still didn't help me. So that is not the solution. The solution is the heart. We want to, the tree is dying off, we want to water the branches. The branches don't have the problem. The problem is the root, the heart. So the heart was not focusing towards Allah Ta'ala. So he says, when I heard this bayan of yours, 2 months now I practice, Alhamdulillah, now I don't look at women in the street. I don't look anywhere, whether it's even my cousins or whoever, and now I can control my gazes. So this is such a, and there's a lot of discussion in this, the controlling of our gazes. So Hazrat says, if just one mustahab will save you, then can you imagine the sunnah of namaz? How much that will, Allahu Akbar, and how much it affects, the Allah Ta'ala loves that who you imitate, Allah will make you like those people. The magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, they came to challenge Musa alayhi salam, that they know better magic than, and they thought he's doing magic. When they came to challenge him, mockingly, they dressed like him. They made their appearance, they dressed in what the sunnah of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, his type of kurta, etc. When the challenge took place, another thing they had, they asked him out of respect, do you want to start your magic first or we must start? He said, no, you people carry on. So they showed respect. Because of this, when they threw their magic, they were throwing, just mesmerizing the eyes of people, throwing some strings and it looks like small snakes running around. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam thought, if I'm going to throw my stick, it's also going to be a snake. People won't know. Allah says, you throw down. Yours is not spaza, it's real. When he threw down his asa, his stick, it started eating up all this. Immediately they fell in sajda. And they became very strong people of Iman. The Malaika also got shocked when Fir'aun threatened them that, oh, this is your, he taught you actually this magic. Now you're just made like you're challenging, but he's your teacher. And I'm going to cut your right hand and left leg and hang you on the tree and you'll die a terrible death. They said, La ghayr, inna ila rabbina munkalibun. We don't care. Do what you want to now. We got yaqeen. We going to Allah. This is not our, Allah gave us life. You're not our God. The Malaika said, oh Allah, how quick in a split moment to get that Iman. You need lives and lives to get that quality of Iman. How did that they get that quality of Iman? Allah says, they imitated my beloved Musa alayhi salam. Because of that imitation, I gave them that Iman in a split moment. If we concentrate in our namaz, and we imitate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, how to perform namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz, how you to perform me. Then what, out of love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we imitated him, what won't Allah give us? And then on the day of Qiyamah, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majroob rahmatullahi used to say so beautifully, that when I come on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask me, Majroob, what did you bring? I've got nothing to present in the court of Allah. All I can tell Allah, Tere Mahbub ki shabahat leke aaya hai. Haqeeqat tu hi kar de. Ya Allah, hum surat leke aaya hai. Oh Allah, I just brought the imitation of my beloved. I saw my sheikh, how he used to dress, how he used to, he saw his sheikh, and it went to our real beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all this for you, O Allah. So we just brought this imitation, today you make it a reality. And Allah says, what who you imitated, that's who we will follow. So that is who Allah will raise us with. So one mustahab is so beneficial in namaz, then can we imagine the rest of namaz? What can you imagine? And so on the other hand, be very, very important, realize, if we do, we think it's not important to do the cause of zikr, and I know my namaz, then you'll find you'll be performing a namaz of total unmindfulness. Hazrat says, it will be called, your namaz will be naqis, or salati munafiq kehlate. It's called a salat of munafiqat, of hypocrisy. وَلَا يَكُونَ إِلَّا كُسَالَ They stand in namaz also, but very lazily, just to show that act like a Muslim. Allah save me, all of us. Today this hypocrisy is in my heart, all our hearts, because we don't realize the importance of namaz, and we're not present in our namaz. So this hypocrisy is so common. So just do the cause little and see, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Then namaz will take out all the evils. Namaz will give you the ability to control your glances. And the eye is the door of the heart. When the eye is under control, your heart will be at ease. Then you won't. Otherwise you right next to your halal wife. And in a beautiful room Allah gave you, you fantasizing on a haram woman. You in adultery while right next to your halal wife, when you don't know how to control your gazes. Then Allahu Akbar, what an end, and people will know that this is a buzur. Otherwise, people will say, no, it's Mufti Saab, it's Qari Saab, it's Zed Saab. But when Allah, when you control your gazes, Allah will put your love in your love in the heart of your wife first. And then people will start loving you. And then Allah Ta'ala will tell Jibreel, I love this person. You also love him. The whole malaika will love him. And then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمَ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا Those who bring iman in Allah, firm conviction, and they do good deeds, and the king of all good deeds is Salah. That will draw all the other good deeds in our lives. And then Allah says, I'll put love in you. And then I will become your eyes, your ears, your all that. In other words, your eyes will be under my control. It will, and whatever you see, then you see barkat, etc. So this is what is called concentration, devotion. Otherwise our namaz, Allah save me, all of us, we'll be performing namaz. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it will go up like a dirty rag. And Allah Ta'ala will tell him, throw it back on his face. We don't need the filth and dirt. Allah save us, all of us. That namaz, wo ghaflat wali namaz ke liye, bad dua karti hai. Aur ap purane kapre ki tarah lepet kar muh par maar. That namaz of unmindfulness. You know it's faraz wajib, but you're unmindful. You don't even know. You don't think I'm doing a faraz wajib. I'm reading this surah. I'm reading these ayat. Even you don't know the meaning, but you know I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That consciousness of the heart and mind. That is what is called khuju and khudu. And if not, it's going to be thrown back at our face. And your namaz will remain just totally useless. Allah save me, all of us. So this effort is very important. Otherwise, as it says, we are engaged in all the efforts of deen today. But the main, what's the effort of deen for? To bring this reality. That deen comes in our life. We're doing the effort of deen, but deen isn't coming. And this reality you'll get only by the man of Allah Ta'ala. That is why that Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab made this, that people come realize the importance of deen. Now go and learn from the ulama. What is the masail? Then come and bring current in your lala. Now go to the mashayikh. Go and sit in their company and see. Then one life, what life will come into you. Then Hazrat explains another very important point. And don't get, so now understand. What is concentration, devotion? Not deep absorption. Don't worry of that. That is not even part of salah. This is concentration and devotion. And on the other hand, don't go to the other extreme. Shaitan gives you a big waswasa. Wo namaz ke hukam ke pura karne wala nahi kehlayega. So a person who is absorbed But he thinks, no, I'm in deep meditation. But he doesn't know what swadhas in namaz. He doesn't know what, and today, many a modernist also, they'll tell you that, what is salah? You don't have to go and stand in a masjid. Salah means just little devotion. So such few minutes in your home and concentrate, devote on your Allah, that is salah. Allahu Akbar. So we will get totally, and from just understand the great value of our ulama, the great value of our mashayikh, our makatib, our darulum, but when it remains pure. When we changed our makatib into the schooling system, that was the beginning. These people are planning 30 and 2-3 generations ahead, and we are sleeping. They planned there to take away our makatib. Then they came to attack our darulum. That now, why just put some secular subjects here, and we'll give you a bursary also. We'll also give you. That the same thing they told the Muslim schools today. What they brought in the schools, Darwin's theory of evolution, and ulama are just head of the schools, but they can't take it out. 3-4 subjects our children are learning. Our forefathers were monkeys. Big Bang Theory, etc. And now in the Darul Ulooms, now they're offering, they put Islamic subjects in our main Darul Ulooms, Dioban, all these Darul Ulooms. So we have to be careful. Follow those ulama which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma ana li wa sahabi. Those who are on the path of my Sahaba, follow those people. Don't see who you are following. And then a person will come to know. Otherwise, that type of namaz that you think, I'm in great meditation. What you all made namaz? Me, I was right in meditation. I was by the arsh of Allah. But you didn't make namaz how Allah wants you to make. Allahu Akbar. You are standing in a gurdwara, or you're standing in a church, and you say, no, we were all worshipping God. We were all 1 minute silence, and we were deep in meditation. Allahu Akbar. You are deep in Jahannam, and you don't even know. That namaz is the total disobedience of Allah. Now when you realize this, now when you come into salah, Hazrat is explaining, the first thing you'll worry, my niyat, my takbir e tahrima, my qiyam. So after, Hazrat says, baad uske mutar of Kaaba ke khara hokar kare. Now know what is namaz. That not deep meditation, etc. Now you come in the court of Allah and face the Qibla properly. You face the Qibla. I come in the court of the kings of kings, and I must stand with great respect and in the proper etiquette, etc. My feet must be facing Qibla. It mustn't be so broad apart, etc. All the details as Hazrat explained. So now when you come, and what must be my direction also? Allahu Akbar. What is the great benefit, and what is the secret that our direction must be Kaaba Sharif? Hazrat explains here, sir usme ye hai, ke Kaaba naaf zameen hai. So the first thing is, that bring your niyat, that why did I come in the court of Allah? When you left your home, you know I'm going for Zohar namaz, you know that was your niyat. But when you start your namaz, istihzar e niyat, your niyat you must be conscious. And niyat is not like we learn in madrasa, we say a long niyat verbally. That was to teach us. Our elders, they taught us in maktab, and what a benefit. If we knew our parents taught us to proper maktab, how we will appreciate that. How we appreciate our old ustad. Today you go to Muslim school, one teacher taught you science, another teacher taught you fiqh. It's just another teacher. You don't have respect for your ustads also. You don't have respect for the kitab also. So where are you going to have respect for your deen? So what we are breaking our deen apart, and then we're saying, no, why would the Muslims are in problems, and why all these problems in the ummah? We have to come back to our original deen. So our ulama taught us that that was the niyat to train us. Like when you're doing a training how to learn to drive, you're learning all the laws off by heart. You know the book also off by heart. But as you know how to drive, now you even forget the law, but you know how to apply it. So that is your niyat when you're in the masjid, and that is why we learn from our mashayikh. Before you just come in and say Allahu Akbar, for a second just ponder, Ya Allah, you brought me in your court. It's your command. I am your slave. I came to obey your command. And that is your niyat, that now that I came for the Zohar Salat of mine. So be conscious of that. Then facing the Kaaba Sharif, what is the great benefit that the Kaaba Sharif is Allahu Akbar. Naaf hai. Kaaba naaf hai, zameen hai. Aur namaz zameen ke usi se pher. Aur tamam zameen usi se phelai gai. Aur pedaish jism aadmi ki khaak se hai. Jab zahir jism apne ko taraf uske asal ki mutawajji kiya, batin ko bhi phir rooh ki taraf uski asal yani haq taala jo paida karne wala hai uska mutawajji kya chahiye. So Hazrat is explaining that Allah created us from sand and water. Our original, that is our forefather. And then the sperm is also made from sand and water. It's all from the food of the earth. And then it becomes blood, then it becomes sperm. So your origin is sand and water. And the first place, the whole world was filled with water. Then the first place where Allah started earth, Allah brought a bubble where the Kaaba Sharif is. And there then earth started spreading. So the Kaaba Sharif is the navel of the earth. It is the center of the earth. And that time when there was no technology, today now with all their technology and all their new technology and their equipment, they are working out and they come 100% that the center of the earth is Kaaba Sharif. And everything that you return to your origin, where you come from, and you pay attention to that, then you'll see you there, you'll enjoy doing that action. So our origin, our body is made from sand and water. So our outward must be facing Kaaba Sharif. And then also another great benefit Hazrat taught us, after Allah made the earth, and then Allah commanded the earth and the skies, itiyatou'an aw karha. Now you come to obey my command, whether happily, with eagerness, or forcefully. You got no choice. Insan, Allah gave us choice. Now see, if we face Kaaba Sharif, we'll make the right choice. And what they said? Ataina ta'i'in. Oh Allah, we come to you happily. We're ready to obey your command. So if we face Kaaba Sharif, the effect of that will come in our heart. That happily we'll want to obey Allah's command. Otherwise, we got too much chuchal. We're not facing Kaaba Sharif. Our feet is not in the direction of Kaaba Sharif. So that is why we want to know why this, why that. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. So our body must be facing Kaaba Sharif. That's the outward. Now the inward, Allahu Akbar. Our reality is our ruh. Ruh came from where? Min Amri Rabbi. It came from Allah Ta'ala. Your body was made 4 months and 10 days in the womb of your mother. Allah made it so beautifully. Now Allah put life. When that life came, that ruh came, now you became a human being. And that is your reality, not your body. We are just worried of the outward body. Say so beautifully. He's giving a bayan. He says, you people can see me. You all can hear me. He says, yes, Hazrat, we can see, we can hear you. He says, you're not seeing me. You're only seeing my outward form. My reality is inside. I myself, when that ruh comes out, then I'll know, فَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُؤْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَهُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Whether my soul is a black box or is a white box. So now your attention in namaz, outwardly, internally, your ruh came from Allah, now put your attention to your ruh, to Allah Ta'ala. And how will that come? When you do a cause in zikrullah, when you do a cause in the marifat of Allah. Otherwise how are we going to, we're not putting our outward right, how are we going to put our inward right? And when your outward, if you dress like a proper Muslim, and you still not, the marifat of Allah is growing, then you'll think, hey, I'm wearing kurta, turban, how can I go to that place? How can I go to this place? And when you get the marifat of Allah, you came in a kanka, and that is why, bring anybody to the majalis of the mashayikh. Don't worry how they are dressed. They can be dressed how? They can have what fashionable hairstyle. Don't worry of that. Just bring them and let them sit few times in the majlis of the mashayikh. Automatically you'd see when that zikr and the marifat of Allah starts penetrating that heart slowly, he'll tell you, hey, I want this kind of topi now. I want that kind of kurta already. And now that inside is affecting the outside. Otherwise, we'll fool ourselves. Many people say, hey, what you looking? I don't dress like a big molly sahab in it. My heart is clean. If your heart is clean, automatically your outside will be clean. And then if your inside or outside is clean, then automatically. Otherwise, both sides we get. A person says, don't worry, my heart is clean. My wife don't have to, I don't have to wear parda. What you make you people, now the feminists. What must we go in veil, etc.? Our heart is clean. We look at men, we don't flirt around. If that was the case, you don't flirt around, what you doing in the outside world? You're supposed to be in your house. And if your heart is clean, you'll enjoy being in the house. And the heart is for Allah. The heart is not for your parda. Parda, you got enough problems in the heart. You got angina, you got this, and now you're stuffing the veil also in the heart. No, put the parda where it must be. Put the beard not in the heart. That, no, I don't have to wear a beard. The beard must be on the face. So put it where it has to be. So when you realize this reality, namaz will bring all this. Otherwise, a clear example that you say, a person says, my heart is clean, and nothing wrong with me. Manabra Raksab Damodaraka Rahmatullah gave a beautiful example. He says the Imam of the Haram, everybody respect him, everybody says, great Imam, read so beautifully. One day you see he's coming for namaz, Juma namaz, naked. Everybody will say, what's wrong? And what will you all say? Screws are loose. Imam Sahib is gone mad. But you didn't do a scan or anything. Why? His outside is showing what is his inside. His outside is telling you he's gone mad. That's why he took out his clothes. So exactly, if we say I don't wear a beard, it shows you gone spiritually mad. Your outside is showing that you're not right. So you need spiritual treatment. So come for our spiritual treatment and come out of the spiritual maladies. Then Allah Hazrat explained, now when you got the opportunity to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ab Allahu Akbar, ab bayan namaz ka aur mana alfaz ke misal, now just understand, just get a brief idea, now how you're going to talk to Allah ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Namaz, now you secretly, it's you and Allah alone in one office, although the whole jamaat is full, Allah was each individual alone. And now when you come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you going to talk? How you going to present your needs? How now you know how to stand with respect everything? Now Allahu Akbar. Allah has given you that great opportunity. Arz-e-hajar ka dil mein mukarrar karke hazir darbar khas ka ho aur niyat ta'zim aur aqeedah durust aur niyat khali se rubaru is baatya ali ja ke khara hokar aur rukh iltifat aur taraf hata kar kahe Allahu Akbar. Now you know Allahu Akbar. Allah allowed me in His special court, the kings of kings. And now Allah Ta'ala gave me the opportunity to be secret in talking to Allah Ta'ala. Now you realize you came in the great court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on time, not on your own time. Namaz when I feel like, out of time, etc. And even the jamaat time, the imams have to see, we're not making our jamaat too early, especially Hanafis. Now the time just sets in and now we're starting our namaz. That is Salafi time. We have to do it according to our mazhab, how it was taught to us. Then we will get the great benefit. Now you come and what a great honor and call it Allah's greatness. I won't able to do, but you fearing and you stand with great adab, like a person who gets an idea who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. You eager to go Rose-Eye Park, but when you coming closer, you shivering. Our buzurs used to stand at a distance, not we have to go right in front. They used to stand back. I'm coming in my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I broke his sunnahs all the time, and I'm still allowed to come in his court. So what is the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Great respect. And now with the intention, I'm going to talk secretly to my Allah. But have this aqidah, that have the proper aqidah. Know Allah how Allah is, not how you think about Allah Ta'ala. Know how Allah is, how it was taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what your niyat sincerely, not any ulterior motive, that this namaz I'll get this ka. This namaz now people will say I'm very, no. Only Allah, you must be happy with me. Oh Allah, I can't please you, but you just accept this presence of mine. Now you, Bacha Ali Jah, the king of kings, Malikul Mulk, you in his court. Now turn your direction away from everybody, your body also and your heart. Turn your direction. And that is why one mustahab dua to read before you even start namaz. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawat. Ibrahim alayhi salam told his people, and today that's another big fraud, the Abrahamic accord. We all follow Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillah. I made my direction to Allah and nowhere else. And I'm a proper Muslim. And we say, no, we all follow Abraham. No, Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us that you are Muslim and now we have to follow only Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So namaz will take out all this when we learn what namaz is all about. Then now, with great honor, respect, proper adab, now you lift your hands, Allahu Akbar. Lifting your hands is sunnah, but to show, Allah, I came in your court, I surrender now. I throw both the worlds behind me. I don't want anything. I don't even want jannah. I don't even want, I want only you, Allah. I want you to be happy with me. So you train and then announce the greatness of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Every word has got so lot explanation. Lives will go finished. We won't even be able to explain the name of Allah. Allah's name is so great that the whole world is functioning only by them. The rule of the world is the name of Allah. The zikr of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qiyamah won't come till there's one person anywhere in the world saying Allah's name. Allah will let everything function.
So the name of Allah is so great. Now how to present, how to ask from Allah Ta'ala. That also Allah has been so kind. That now how when you come in the court of any person, you asking people, how must I go this way? How must I make salam? How must I address him? All that. Imagine Allah Ta'ala who is the King of Kings. To address Allah, who would have explained to us? Nobody could have explained to us. But Allah sent His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who came so close to Allah, who knew who came right close proximity to Allah Ta'ala, what praises Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will teach us through Allah Ta'ala. Allah taught us that, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, teach my banda now, that now immediately you said Allahu Akbar, Allah's special attention is on you. Allah's rahmat is pouring on you immediately. Now realize and feel that mercy of Allah. And realize Allah's special focus is on me. Now your attention, as you make your zikr regularly, you regularly attend the majalis, and you learn all the masail of namaz, this reality will start coming. And for this we have to make much, like we learn. Read 2 rakats nafal namaz. Try and practice, etc. And how it was taught. All the mashayikh used to teach this. Mawlana Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, he taught his murid. One murid went to read and try and practice proper namaz. After that, at night, he saw a dream. He saw his hoor of Jannat. But then he saw she's blind. He went to ask his Shaykh, Hazrat, I saw just, Hazrat says, it seems you were reading namaz, but your eyes were closed. He said, gee, Hazrat, I tried to concentrate. He says, concentration is there, but sunnat is to keep your eyes open and look on the places where you have to look. So sunnat will bring that greatness in you. So sunnat is much more important than what we think, concentration, etc. So this is how we will develop. Now when you're standing in the court of Allah, so to say now, you're going to make salam to Allah. And how you're going to make salam? Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Oh Allah, you are pure. I'm so filled. All praises belongs to you. Wa bihamdik. Wa tabarakasmuk. Oh Allah, your name is so blessed. Whoever just takes your name, they become blessed. As the Shaykh Ramadullah says, you just make zikr daily. Allah, Allah, Allah. See, people will tell you, make dua for me. Blow in my water. What is that? It's not you. It's the barakat of the name of Allah. Allah's name is so mubarak. You will become mubarak. People will be asking you for dua. So now in this way you're making, now you are just only making salam to Allah Ta'ala. Wa tabarak asmuk. Wa ta'ala jaddu. Oh Allah, your majesty is so great. What are the kings of this world? You are so magnificent. And you allow a humble slave, a useless slave like me in your court, who is full of filth. And then I imagine the salam, what enjoyment. Wa ta'ala jaddu. Wa la ilaha ghayruk. And now you tell Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. Who else can do my work? Allah knows your mind. Allah knows every need of yours. Physically, bodily, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, we only need Allah. There is nobody for us. Allah gives a beautiful example. If you are man and your wife tell you that, oh Habib, there's nobody for me besides you. My father is not there. My brothers are not there. Maybe I got one uncle where he's interested. Only you there. If you are man, your heart will melt. And you say, don't worry, I am there for you. I will support you. But all the whole people of the world, because when it's time for janazah, everybody will say, don't worry, bhai, I'm there. Your father is not there, I'm there. Ask them one time, they'll maybe say, okay. Second time, they say, but you know, you must start working now. You must start putting your, by Allah, Allah, there's nobody there for me besides Allah. And this is when we start zikr, it's an empty capsule. And you come regularly. And as Hazrat explained zikr in yesterday's majlis also, then when you say, la ilaha illallah, it is not, there is no deity besides Allah. Aapke siwai ko aur hai nahi meri. Oh Allah, besides you, there's nobody for me. Allah says, my banda, I am there for you. So this is now when you just made salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala tells you, present your needs. What you want, my banda? I am there for me. But you know, now Allah is in a good mood. I want to talk. But you know, like even you working for somebody, the boss is in a good mood. You ask him for an increase. But there's one enemy of yours all the time. He wants to put spokes. That you just gave him an increase, hardly 6 months. He just went for leave now. What you... So like that, shaitan doesn't want us to be close to Allah. He comes in between. So Allah says, you don't worry, I will sort him out. You read first, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. Oh Allah, take away this rejected. Imam Muhammad Mullah Ali Qadir Rahmat has given a beautiful example. It's like the kings, they got dogs by their palaces. So death is like the dog of Allah. You draw the attention of the king, the dog will go one side. You say, Allah, take away this dog. He wants to interfere. Now Allah takes him away. You read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh Allah, in your name, and you are so merciful. Now Allah taught us how to ask from Allah. The whole Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us. Now beg to Allah Ta'ala in this way. So what enjoyment is namaz? When we realize what namaz is, can we miss namaz? Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana.